grandchildren, I would have been one of them. I was born into a Christian home, and I don't remember a time where I didn't really consider myself a Christian, but my mom said that I was about 5 or 6 when I asked Jesus into my heart. I don't remember it, and there isn't a date written down. And thankfully that salvation is a work of God in our hearts. And a verse that I remember from my childhood was John 3:16, which has been quoted several times, so I won't quote it again. But when I was 16, during a New Testament survey class, the professor read Ephesians 1:3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the beloved. Immediately, I made an appointment to see him and to talk with him about this passage further, and he explained that since we're dead in our trespasses and sin, it's God who awakes our spirit to respond to him. It's God's choice that brings us to him, to recognize our need of repentance and salvation. And we don't really choose him. He chooses us. I remembered saying at the time that the idea that God would choose me is even so much better than my choosing him. I was overwhelmed with gratitude by such an amazing and loving God. And though I was saved at an early age, the summer of my 16th year, I did publicly profess my faith in Christ through believer's baptism. My desire to be in God's will was very important. I wanted to please him with everything, whether it was in schooling, career choices, or family and life choices. I wanted Jesus to be Lord, and thought often, and though I'm often willful and attempt to take over and run my life in my own way, I still truly feel that way. When I moved back to the Chicago area after living in Florida and Texas for 27 years, one of my daughters gave me a framed phrase from Jeremiah 29:11, a hope and a future. That's one of the best blessings about being a Christian, the knowledge that no matter what transpires in our life, we have hope, and we know that who holds our future and has had it planned out from the beginning of time. As I come for church membership, I'd like to confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. He's my King. God is my Father. The Holy Spirit is my Comforter. I would like to leave you with some verses that have been an encouragement to me through the years, throughout the various difficulties and troubles in my life. 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. Thank you.